11 versus 11 inside 90 minutes is what usually decides the success or a failure for a football club. Or is it? The transfer market also plays a huge role in how your team is going to do in the upcoming season. If your club doesn't buy well, it usually doesn't do well. And in those words, I welcome you to the Sokala Duma Transfer Show. Stay tuned to hear from Nathan Pose, Masebe Klina, Peter Tutoi and David Kapel. Guys and girls, enjoy the show.
Sokala Duma Radio.
The domino effect in the PSL has already started. Mamelodi Sundowns let go of their goalkeeper Wayne Sandilands to Orlando Pirates. Pirates subsequently let go of their goalkeeper Brighton Mhlongo to Chippa United. And this has a lot to do with what we're going to be discussing now. I'm joined by Masebe Klina, who's a legendary journalist from Sokala Duma. Masebe, thank you very much for your time. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. It's good to be back here.
Yes, it's lovely to see you here, man. It's a ripple effect. One player signing for the other team replacing that player with another player. We hear that Downs, Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates have entered the race for SuperSport United's superstar striker, Jeremy Brockie. We know that for a fact that SuperSport has said that they don't want to let the striker go. He's a very impressive striker. Talk to us about that potential deal happening.
Yeah, both clubs, Pirates and Sundowns, are interested in the player. As we all know, his hot property in Zanzi's football at the moment has been scoring goals for SuperSport United. And obviously, as we all know, big clubs want goal scorers. I mean, players who score goals consistently to win leagues and trophies. So I'm not surprised that both these two giants of South African football want this kind of a player in Brockie. Sundowns, I know, we know for a fact that they've been interested in the player for some time, but they've been struggling to get him. Let's see how it will pan out this time around.
Looking at the practicality though, who needs him the most? Orlando Pirates has Tendai Ndoro, there's Thabiso Kutumela there at Orlando Pirates. Mamelodi Sundowns has the likes of Anthony Lafour, they have the likes of Leonardo Castro, you name them. Pesitao chips in with a few goals or so every now and then again. Quickly looking at the practicality of which team would need him the most and possibly which team would then lend him.
Pirates. Pirates are showing already in this transfer window that they want quality players to add to their team after the disappointing season that they've had in the 2016-2017 campaign. Already in this transfer window, they've signed a big Nigerian forward, Christian Obiozo. So they are keen to add to their roster another big striker who can assist the likes of Tendai Ndoro and Kabuza to score those important goals so that they can reclaim their former glory.
Let's quickly transition then to a closely related story, which is Orlando Pirates. Let's stay there, but let's look at a player who may be affected by these movements. Thabiso Kutumela, former Baroka FC striker. He scored 18 goals in the NFD. He was the top goal scorer in that league. He only had a handful appearances last season, and we've heard now from sources confirming to Sokala Duma that he's staying put at Orlando Pirates. Let's talk about that and the fact whether or not that makes sense with a Pirates that is constantly signing new strikers.
Yeah, like we said in the story in Sokala Duma, he is staying put for now, but obviously the transfer window is still on. We still have over a month to go, so anything can still happen. I mean, he is a top player. We can't take that away from him. He proved himself in the NFT, but coming up to joining Orlando Pirates, he struggled a bit. He wasn't playing enough games, and he is 24. He needs to play regularly. Depending on Pirates' interest in Brockie and if they get him, adding to the fact that they have now the Nigerian player and Tendai Ndoro and Kabuza, maybe Thabiso Kutumela may be allowed to leave, even if it's in January.
All right, it's interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. And I'm noticing that we are being unfair, myself and yourself as well, because we're only discussing strikers. And the next person that we're going to be discussing now is a striker once again, Michel Katsvairo. He didn't really hit the ground running at Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs now have him up for loan. No suitors are coming forward to say that we need this player. What is the story that was happening? Can we see the same player playing for Kaizer Chiefs next season? What's going to happen to his contract?
Yeah, Katsvaira is in a bit of a tricky situation because the club has confirmed already that he is one of those players that they will be loaning for next season.
Mm.
The problem there is that he is coming from another country, Zimbabwe. He hasn't yet proved in the PSL why he was signed. You know, he hasn't played enough. He hasn't scored enough goals for a striker. So, PSL clubs will be very, very...
They won't trust him because obviously he hasn't proven himself in the league.
Exactly. But Chiefs have released most of the strikers they had last season. I mean, Macha is now at Baroka, Manuela is no longer there, Sipele Mthembu is no longer there. And the story they confirmed this week is that Emmanuel Letoto, the youngster, is out injured for a very long time. So yeah, maybe they will rethink their decision to loan Katsvaira and say, okay, he has another chance for you.
Well, he has maybe another chance with Letoto being injured. Oh, we'll see. Only time will tell what will happen with this player, Michel Katsvaira. Now, let's confirm a couple of the quickly completed deals. We know that Celtic signed two players. Orlando Pirates, you've already mentioned that they've signed a player. Let's quickly mention though the names of those players quickly before we let you go.
Okay, like I said already, Pirates have... signed this highly rated Nigerian striker, a big boy. They're hoping that he will bang in those goals for them next season. Interestingly, at Celtic, the club that hasn't scored many goals last season, they have signed Ndumiso Mabena. He's a top striker. He played at Pirates. Chiefs were keen on him, but they managed to sign him in Mangaung. And not only Mabena, but they've also signed Lucky Baloyi, another player who was at Chiefs. They are serious about the upcoming season.
There's also Mark Mayambela to Chipa United, Brighton Tlongo to Chipa United as well, Wayne Sandilands to Orlando Pirates. So it's an exciting time. His name is Masebe, his surname is Cleaner. We thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
All right, in keeping up with what we've been doing in our transfer series, we've been talking about transfers, the behind the scenes, the signing on fees, the player's fee, and what a club gets from another club, what a player hears from the agent, and so on and so forth. Now we've decided, okay, let's speak to a professional, let's speak to someone who knows about these things, but from a player's perspective. Nathan Polse will give us an indication of how it feels to be a player that is wanted by one team from one destination to the other. Nathan, thank you very much for your time. Sir, I want to know from you, when you are a player playing for Ajax Cape Town, you have a deal, potentially you hear in the news that an overseas team wants you. Take us through that whole process. Who calls you? Who tells you how much money you are being bought for? How much money are you making from the whole thing? First and foremost, who calls you and who tells you about the deal?
No, I think firstly, as a player, it's always exciting to also know that other teams are after you, albeit here in the PSL or abroad. So that excitement, you know, you have to put aside, I think, for a second, and just think clearly. So usually the first person will call you or give you that the news that a team from abroad or in the PSL is after you is your agent. You know, and if you don't have one, it will be your club owner or the head coach, you know. So he will inform you, and then obviously talks around, you know, do you want to move, you know, will ensue, you know. And
at what stage though, and I cut you because your invaluable experience, you would know a lot of these kind of scenarios. At what stage would you know that Kaizer Chiefs wants Nathan Peralta from Cape Town City, for example. A 17-year-old Nathan Peralta from Cape Town City is wanted by Kaizer Chiefs. Do you know that in the initial phases, when we the media are still speculating about it, or when we don't know at that point, at what stage usually does that happen?
It will only be once some Chiefs, you know, approaches Ajax in a formal way, so via maybe email, you know, and they will put and offer down, you know. Then only you will watch and know it's a real thing, you know. And then afterwards they will watch contact you or your agent, you know, and talk around what you would want, you know, as a player, you know. So if those two clubs agree, you know, then they attention as the club was buying you will turn to you as a player, you know. And then it's a very exciting time, because you know, with every move, how it should work is that with every move you should grow, you know, in terms of how much you're being offered, you know.
Salary wise, you know that you're going to be paid more now. You know, ideally you should be paid more.
Yeah, because look, I mean, if you think of it as any other job, if you move from one company to the next, chances are the reason why you're moving is because you're being paid
a higher salary,
or because there's more opportunity
for growth for you there.
For example, I always had the intention of leaving Ajax when I was younger to move abroad, because my goal and my dream was always to leave Ajax and go abroad. You know, then once I had experienced that, I turned my attention to playing for other teams back home here in the PSL. You know, so you know, it has to fit what you want as a player, and also if your club is you know, prepared to sell you, you know.
Thank you very much, Nathan Peralta, for that information. Around the year 2015, Kaizer Chiefs were interested in this player. Eventually, he signed on a free for Bidvest. Now, Chiefs are said to have rekindled their interest in the star striker, who was Bidvest's top goal scorer last season. I'm now joined by Peter Dutoy, the founder of Sokala Duma, to discuss the story behind the story. Peter, as always, thank you very much for your time. And how are you today?
Pleasure. Always good when I talk to the Sokala Duma listeners.
Oh yes, and they're looking forward to hear from you. There's a story behind this story. It's not as simple as him wanted by Chiefs and Verts letting him go. Let's dissect the story. Let's look at the practicalities of whether or not Bidvest Verts will want to let go of their top goal scorer. Will it help them defend their title next season? Let's talk to the fact that Kaizer Chiefs may want reinforcements, having let go of Siphelele Mthembu, Kamaldeen Abraw, and two other strikers. Let's talk the story behind the story. What's the situation now?
The situation right now is, first and foremost, Kaizer Chiefs are in the market for strikers. That we know. They have an Argentinian striker on trial right now. They've had other strikers on trial. And they will be signing another front man before the end of the transfer window. In fact, they probably signed two. So that's the first point. The question is, do they sign locally, or do they sign internationally, or do they sign both? Now, if we look at from international, the chances of getting it right are always tougher than a player from South Africa, because a player from South Africa, whether he's a foreigner or not, he's played in the PSL, there's less chance of that's failing, because they understand the product that they're getting. Paez was an example of someone succeeding, but I can give you a host of others, as we all know, that
not
it failed.
Succeeded.
So, we know, what do we know? We know, number one, they've been interested in the player before. That's point number one. Secondly, what also supports this deal, if you look at appearances, Mango didn't play many games in the last, I think out of the last seven games, I think he only played two. Yes, there may have been injury problems, but strong stories coming out of Wits camp is that the player is not 100% happy with Gavin Hunt, or Gavin Hunt's not 100% happy with the player. You're never going to get anybody verifying those stories. No one goes out and says, yes, we got a problem. But where there's smoke, there's fire. So that smoke exists. So that's the second point. The third point, and this is a critical one, the assistant coach, the new assistant coach at Kaizer Chiefs, Patrick Mabedi, is from Malawi. Where's the player from?
From Malawi.
Okay.
They're fellow compatriots, so there is a relationship there.
There's a strong relationship there. That relationship may even go beyond friendship.
Mm.
We've got an assistant coach who's obviously in a strong position to influence who joins the club, who leaves the club, and he's obviously a major fan of the player. And believe me, again, you may get denials all around. The role Patrick Mabedi will play in the future of Mango is going to be very, very strong. And that's a big, big factor. And that points to Kaizer Chiefs. However, and I'm sure you're going to ask me that, is what could be the reasons why this deal may not take place?
Let's look at that quickly. Let's look at one. There are a couple of scenarios here at play. Is Mango's said unhappiness with Gavin Hunt enough for him to go away, or for Verts to let him go to another team, knowing that they've won the league with him as a top goal scorer? And two, Chiefs' desire to replace their strikers that they've let go, how big is that desire, do you think, in your opinion? Or factually, how big is that desire to replace him with a known PSL scorer, as you alluded to?
Yeah, let's take a step back. Let's look at the when you mentioned about the Gavin Hunt and the player. Mm. First of all, we must put this in context. Players and coaches have fallouts and arguments continuously throughout seasons, every club, everywhere in the world. It's the nature of the business, and it's the way it's supposed to be, because a coach is supposed to drive his team hard and he's supposed to demand higher standards, and players always go, well, I'm doing my best. So when we say we're using terms like fallout or argument or whatever, we must be careful with that, because often it's just the coach pushing the player and the player feeling I've been pushed too much. So let's in this instance, it wouldn't be whether the player would want to leave or not, because he's under contract. It would be whether the coach and the club feel they still believe in him for the next season. Now, if you look at his performance three quarters of the way of the season, you'd say absolutely they'd keep him. But they've signed a lot of good new players. I mean, not in the exact same position, but they've enhanced their squad. And Gavin Hunt, being the smart coach that he is, he may actually even change the way they're playing considerably. So that, and if you look at the signing of Pino and Klaassen, that indicates that. So it's whether Gavin Hunt sees him in the same role in the way he's going to play and set out his team next season. That's more the case than whether the player feels he wants to play for Wits or Gavin Hunt. Mm. So that, and knowing Gavin Hunt, there will be a change in style, because he's already won it this way, and obviously teams will be countering that. So it's whether he wants to or not. The second point is the player won't be able to leave on a free. There'll be a transfer fee, and we know that Wits don't need the money. They're a well-funded club. Their owner, Brian Joffe, is a billionaire. So it's not like they've got to balance the books. Obviously, there's a certain amount of book balancing that takes place, but they're not going to let him go for free. Jose Ferreira has been in the game a long time as well. He'd want a substantial fee for the player. And we know Chiefs' scenario is they don't really pay for players. In this instance, if I was Kaizer Chiefs and he was available, we would recommend buy the player, because he'd make a huge difference to their team.
There is the reality that over the past few years, we've known Chiefs not to be willing to pay for certain players. And in as much as there's a relationship there, and this is to conclude this conversation about Gabardino Mango, that Kaizer Chiefs, would they want to break their bank for this player? Would he be an expensive player? Looking at that, we know that the relationship, we know that he has a compatriot that he would like to play for, was an assistant for Kaizer Chiefs. But then would Chiefs break their pattern of not buying players?
You know what? At times, you've got to break your pattern, and this is the kind of player that we believe Chiefs should break their pattern, because he can play wide left, he can play wide right, he can play down the middle, he can even play as a 10. Mm. And we saw the huge difference he made in stepping up his game, going from a Salty and an Arrows where he was on loan to Wits. He certainly came to the party. And it would be surprising if Wits let him go, but there seems to be that indication. He could be an absolute sensation at Kaizer Chiefs.
And he could be a key component for the success of their next season. His name is Peter Tutoi, and he's the founder of Sokala Duma. Peter, thank you very much for your time, as always, sir.
Pleasure.
I'm joined now by Sokala Duma international editor David Kapel. David, thank you very much for your time. How's it?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you very much, man. Is it far-fetched for me to say that you are on speaking terms with Neymar, seeing that you were recently a few yards away from him?
Yeah, I was a few yards away from him. Unfortunately, he didn't want to speak English with me, so I'm not really on speaking terms.
Ouch. So you're angry at him, and that's why you're going to speculate about him. We'll talk about that, though, in a while. David, speaking to Neymar, being a few yards yards away from Neymar was David's covering Neymar's tournament. You can find that on the latest edition of Soccer La Duma in the editor's column as to what went on then, what I'm talking about now. Now we're going to be discussing international transfers. First things first, Aubameyang, he was recently linked to Chelsea, recently linked with AC Milan. We know that Chelsea has now, we'll confirm that in the done deals, now has a Real Madrid star on their ranks. Let's talk about what is currently happening with Aubameyang. He's a Dortmund player and he's a Gabonese international. What is happening currently at the moment with his status?
The situation with Aubameyang is quite weird, to be honest with you. I mean, who was he not to linked in this transfer window?
Yeah.
In the beginning, he was linked with PSG, Liverpool, Chelsea. You know, now it's AC Milan, his former club. He seemingly wants to leave Dortmund. But somehow, no club is really, really interested in him. Which is weird because he has a proven goal record. He was the African Player of the Year 2 years back. But now, Dortmund has reached a point where they saying our internal transfer window is closed. If we would now agree to deal with AC Milan, who are linked closest right now with Aubameyang, then they would have not have enough time to find a replacement for him. Because, I mean, he scored 30 goals for them last season. Who else is out there in the market for a reasonable price that can guarantee 30 goals for Dortmund?
Yeah, which is fair enough on Dortmund's side. Let's talk quickly about the fact that these teams are not seemingly serious about him. Do you think that the offers were not good enough? Do you think that there were even offers for Aubameyang to Chelsea, for Aubameyang to AC Milan?
Look, the market is crazy this window. We've seen this in Lukaku's transfer fee. We've seen this in Morata's transfer fee. I think Dortmund said they also want 70 million euros at least for Aubameyang. He's already 28. A lot of people see him not as the complete striker. He's more of a poacher. He will score his goals. But a lot of the other teams, they need him. I think they need a more complete striker than what he has to offer.
All right, let's look at the man that you were not very far away from in recent times, Neymar. It's a huge story. It's crazy. The amounts that are being mentioned are crazy. Yeah, even. Neymar is enjoying his time at Barcelona. He knocked out PSG last season in the UEFA Champions League, and they seemingly want that man that knocked them out of the Champions League. We know about the price that is in his release clause. Let's talk about that and how far we are at the moment, whether it's just a crazy rumor or it's something that is brewing there that is serious.
I think it's something that's brewing. It sounds very, very crazy. I mean, his buyout clause is 222 million euros this window. By the way, it will rise to 250 million euros next window. So for PSG, it's sort of, you know, you get him now or you pay another 30 million in the next window. There's reports coming out of Brazil where his agency is very active and his father is very active, that he actually has agreed or is close to agreeing a deal to joining PSG. And as crazy as it sounds, I think it could actually happen.
But let's look at the practicality of it happening. Let's look at the options for PSG up front. We know that they have Cavani, they have Lucas Moura, they have other Brazilians there. Would you think that he has space there? Do you think that he's tired of living under Messi's shadow and that's why he wants to be his own man now?
Look, there's lots of factors that playing a role in this potential transfer. Obviously, if he would go to PSG, he would be the main man there. He would step out of Messi's shadow. A lot of people saying the Brazilians are obsessed with the Ballon d'Or, the FIFA Best Player of the Year award. The last Brazilian that won it was Kaká. Neymar surely wants to add this to his personal accolade at some point in his career. He's 25 now. A lot of people saying if you play at Barcelona, you can't be the best player in the world if you have another player that's regarded better than you in the same team. So that's one of the reasons why people think he will leave. Another factor is the Brazilian pull factor at PSG. They have, like you mentioned, Lucas Moura, they have Thiago Silva, Marquinhos, and Dani Alves, who recently joined them. And Dani Alves is a very, very close friend of Neymar. So, you know, it sounds like they have all the cards in aces up their sleeves.
Yeah.
Know, to pull him to PSG this window.
A yes or no answer? Buying Neymar for PSG, would it be as good as winning the UEFA Champions League?
If you ask me like that, he would definitely put them up in the top favourites for the Champions League this season.
All right, David Kapel, let's talk about the done deals before we let you go.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier on, Kyle Walker was signed by Manchester City. Good deal for them. Leonardo Bonucci, for a very reasonable price, joined the project at AC Milan. Alvaro Morata is now a Chelsea striker. And then Wojciech Szczęsny also moved to Italy. to Juventus. And Joe Hart found a new club.
He's going to unbreak Hammer's hearts.
Yeah, he's on loan now with West Ham this season.
Thank you very much. David Capel is the Sokala Duma International Editor. We thank you very much for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure chatting to you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. Feel free to join us again next week as we give you the most exciting transfer news making headlines. And also remember to go to the transfer center on www.sokaladuma.co.za. My name is Ngululeko Nkewu. Take care.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.